the Fade 5 podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jack wagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, once again rejoining with the good sir Nathaniel Lundy back
Hey, Maine, get your shit together. You know how hard it was for me to go 7 days without being able to gamble? I had to do a day trip to Boston. Just to be able to get some bets in, you jack wagons. Do you know that Maine, they passed it a year ago, and they still haven't gotten their shit together. Come on, Maine. I don't even like lobster. The only reason to go to your state is to enjoy the beach, drink some beer, and could you get your shit together? Damn it. All right.
That sounds like the backdrop for the latest Stephen King novel. Honestly, that is coming with the basis out of Maine. But do it for Lundy. Do it for Caribou. Get it live already, Maine.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. It's way up. Like, it's just, it's, you know, I call Canada America's hat. Because it is. But Maine, we're like, man, like if you're trying to just whoop, sneak across the border because of some nefarious actions, not a bad place to do it. Because I was driving on a lot of roads, a lot of woods. Like I can see why.
And it looks like I lost Lundy.
He's in there somewhere. You know,
there he is. He's back. You were gone. You were still in Maine a second ago.
Apparently I was. I blame Stephen King.
Yeah, well, when in doubt, just lean on the central subject of a Stephen King novel to shiver your timbers, to say the least. With Maine in the rear view, let's move ahead, shall we? With a little honk, honk, plus bus action on this Tuesday on the Diamond. Lundy, what is your favorite wager, longer odds, plus 100 or greater? And yes, forget about the lobster in Maine.
Yeah, forget lobster. I can't. You're eating an insect off the floor of the ocean. Brad, let's go to the stolen base props.
Oh,
shall
like
we?
Yeah.
And we are going to do so in the city of brotherly love. We go to Philadelphia and Milwaukee as the Brewers and the Phillies will do battle. Aaron Nola has given up 11 stolen bases this season. Nowhere near Noah Syndergaard, obviously, but still the fact that he's given up 11. So I'm going to bounce to the other roster and talk about Christian Yelich here for a moment. Plus 285 for a stolen base. Here's the biggest reason why. You look at his numbers on the season. He's got 21, okay? But he hasn't done a stolen base in over a week, despite the fact that he has reached base in all but one game since June 20th.
Yeah.
He's getting on base, whether by walk, by hit, double, whatever it is. He's getting on base, but he's not stealing a bag despite having 21 on the season. So going up against Nola, trying to get a little aggressive here in the earliest game of the day, 6:40 first pitch Eastern time, by the way. Give me Yelich for a stolen base at plus 285 over at DK.
Yeah, I love that one. I have that on my list as well. If you can decipher the chicken scratch there, I'm with you.
Don't know what you got written on that. Like, what does this say, Brad? Come on.
I can't even decipher it, to be honest with you. My membership on the Plus Bus is with the Southsiders of Chicago. Give me the White Sox minus a half a run on that run line against the Metropolitans there in the Big Apple, plus 115. So a little seduced by the juice there, available at DraftKings. Why am I high on this? Well, it's all about picking on Carlos Carrasco, who has been god to the awful to start games this season. He's got a 6.00 ERA first time through the opponent batting order. He is going up against Lucas Giolito, who first and second combined through the order, 3.33 ERA. So much more respectable in that category. New York as well. Since the turn of the calendar, the month of July, number 25 in total runs scored. They're 5-5 for the White Sox on run lines for the first five in their last 10. But New York even worse at 4-6. And really both these teams in a similar vicinity record-wise in the season, identical, both below six games, below that 500. and first five run lines. But again, because of Carrasco's stinkiness and how putrid he usually is to start games, I believe the White Sox start hot and they cover the first five on that half of a run line again, plus 115 at DraftKings with Maine way back there and our bets on the board. Let's keep revving the engine with the plus bus and another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
Hey, it's me. It's Tony Rizzo. Yeah, I'm back, baby. Anthony Rizzo. It's been a minute since I did that horrible impression. That could not even be an extra on The Sopranos, but I believe Fashizzo My Rizzo is going to get the over on a single. That's all, lady. A half a single at LA against the Angels, minus 105, the lighter juicer, not quite plus money, but I'm willing to slap the wallet there at BetMGM. I know Rizzo's been just a horrific at the dish here of late, a guy batting well below 200 here over the last 15 days. But interestingly, he's going against Patrick Sandoval. And Rizzo is hitting better against lefties and righties this season. A guy that is hitting 369 with 19-1 baggers and 65 at-bats against Southpaws this season. He's 2-for-2 lifetime in that limited action against Sandoval, who was allowed, not to overlook, a 270 batting average of left-handed hitters and a 6.60 ERA in his last three starts combined. So to recap, hey, it's me. It's Tony Rizzo over a half a single against the Halos, minus 105 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow?
First of all, I'll fade on principle alone for that BS that you continue to do with that voice. But I am actually going to fade you on this one. He's only got two singles in his last five games, and both of those came at Coors Field. Brad, I can get a single at Coors Field, okay? So the fact that he has been hitting so poorly, I know you bring up Sandoval, but I got to fade you on this one on the single for Rizzo. Like I said, part of it's just on principle alone, having to put up with that noise you keep making. But beyond that, I'm just not seeing it with him right now on this road trip. Again, outside of Coors, but, I mean, you can bump the ball and make it to the outfield at Coors.
Yeah, you absolutely can. But bada-bing, bada-boom, baby! Bet on me, Tony Rizzo!
Number four.
All right, numero cuatro of the Fade Five today. No impressions needed for this because it's a Kansas City Royal, but I love the over on outs tied to Daniel Lynch, who's going to be toeing the rubber for the Poppers here in the American League. On the over, 15 and a half outs is the prop against Detroit. A little bit heavier juice there, minus 125, available at DraftKings. Why am I bullish on this wager? Well, Lynch has done this in five of his last six starts and has really found his bearings on the mound here during that stretch. And a guy that really doesn't pile up the pitches because he doesn't strike out a lot of dudes. 5.89 strikeout per nine mark on the season with just a 25.7 call plus swinging strike percentage. But when teams are making contact against Lynch, it's of the soft variety indicative and is 31.2. That's it. Hard hit percentage. You throw the fact too, Detroit bottom third in the league since July 1st in total runs scored. And I think Lynch is going to go well beyond this. It could be a full six innings pitched yet again for him. So fade or follow, amigo, Daniel Lynch over 15 and a half outs against the Tigers, minus 125 at DraftKings.
This should be number one.
Interesting.
This is my favorite of the Fade Five today. A couple of reasons why. One, you already brought up the fact that he's been doing it pretty consistently, and he does it without getting up in the pitch count. Go back to June 20th. He went seven innings against the Tigers, gave up one hit.
Yeah.
One. That was it. And he did it on 78 pitches. Dude went seven innings, and he averaged 11 pitches an inning. That's insane. He's going up against this team again. This time he gets to be able to do it at home. I think he's good for at least the six innings that you talked about. Like I said, of today's Fade Five, this to me is number one.
Crowd it! Lenny says, hey, this has got to be my number one play. It's number four. I got more to offer, but tail Daniel Lynch on that over and outs.
Number three.
Numero tres on the feed at five today. Let's talk about top of the rotation starter for the Texas Rangers, Nathan Eovaldi. Give me the over, not on strikeouts, not on outs, not for him to get a win. I think he walks at least two guys in his match against the Rays. That line said 1.5 walks at DraftKings. On the over, it is -115. And here's the reason why. Look at Nathan Eovaldi. He has been spectacular for much of the season. 2.37 walks per nine mark on the year. Nothing really scoff at there. But the call plus swinging strike percentage is down compared to prior campaigns. 27.4 in that category is the lowest he has posted since 2018. You look at Tampa. They are number 22 in walk percentage here in the month of July. But Eovaldi has done this steadily in his last several starts. I believe, Lundy, I forgot to jot it down, but I think he's over like six of his last eight. And I believe that trend is going to continue issuing those pair of free passes. So to recap, Eovaldi over those 1.5 walks against the Rays, -115 at DraftKings.
Six of his last seven.
Actually. Six of his last seven. Oh, you better.
And in fact, it was his last, actually, hold on. Let me see. Actually, he's done it in six straight. And then six of his last seven of his last eight. If you go in truth, right before the break, he gave up four walks to the Red Sox and four to Houston. And obviously, you're talking about a pretty damn solid team that he's got to go up against from a bat standpoint in terms of Tampa. So I you put all that together, I just think he goes right back to the form that he had right before the break, and he should be able to get the two walks. I like this one. Good one that you can pair up, by the way. I know we've talked to people about this before. You do it a lot. Grab a couple of pitchers that you think have the opportunity to wind up doing this and put them together. See if you can get yourself into that like +140 to 180 range. You get a nice simple two-leg parlay just for the fact of pitchers giving up the easy bases.
Oh, walk this way, talk this way, and bet on Eovaldi.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 podcast. Let's work at a little parlay action and some of that higher juicy odds as a result on this two-legger put together at DraftKings. Give me Bailey Ober. That should not read over. A little bit of a pun drop there on my part, I guess, subconsciously. But I like the over on Ober. 15.5 outs taken on the M's in Seattle. And I'm going to pair that together with Patrick Sandoval to do his best Eovaldi. And that is issuing a pair of free passes against the New York Yankees. You put those together, +178. Work those shoulders as a result and get seduced by that juice. Why am I over on Ober? Not again, Ober, though it does apply. Bailey Ober has been great here of late. A guy who's done this in 10 of 16 starts this season. The walks rate is a little bit uncomfortable at 3.78, but a pretty good 28.5 swinging strike and called strike percentage in that category. And as well, a player that I believe, very low hard hit percentage for him, low contact rate as well, with 76.1. And he's gone at least six innings in six straight games. Seattle, middle of the pack, and total runs scored here since July 1st. So pull it all together. I think Ober, whether or not he piles up the Ks or the walks, it doesn't matter. I think he is going to, survive at least 5 2/3. I think he's going to go a full six in this game. So 15.5 outs, very viable there on that over. Why do I like Sandoval? Well, he has done this in 10 of 16 starts of this season. And a guy, too, who faced the New York Yankees back on 4/20. Yeah, smoke if you got him there. He had six walks in that game against the Bronx Bombers in New York, a team that plays the patience game at the plate. They're number four in walk percentage, 10.3% to be exact, here in the month of July. So, again, to recap, Bailey Ober over 15 and a half outs against the M's, and Patrick Sandoval over 1.5 walks against the Yankees, plus 178 at DraftKings. Lundy, fade or follow?
Bailey over 5 starts on the road this season at over this number in all 5 on the road. That's basically all I need. He went 5 1/3 against, I think, Tampa. Does that sound right? I'm Ron Burgundy. I think that's right. that he went over and just barely snuck over it in that one. But otherwise, he's been blowing past this number, even in road starts. So sometimes the outs number, I get a little nervous with a pitcher that is on the road. But this is somebody that has done it, like I said, 5 times this season on the road starts. 5 times he's hit the over on this one. Sandoval, the guy that you may want to go back and pair up with Eovaldi, as we were just talking about, find yourself a 2-legger on the walks prop. And this is one. So I like this as this part of the 2-legger, but I also might double down on the Sandoval side, Brad, and throw that in with Eovaldi, create a 2-legger out of that, and get myself probably in a similar type of payday on that 2-leg. So a couple of ways that you can use Sandoval and try to take advantage of that number going up against the Yanks.
Yeah, be boring and just tail me on this, or get creative like Lundy suggests and pair a couple of other things with this one to get it even juicier, baby.
Number one.
All right, numero uno, the Fade 5 podcast today. I am belly dancing, and that is for Cody Bellinger of the Chicago Cubs. The Cubs right now looking like they're going to be sellers at the trade deadline, and Bellinger could be one of those names that has sit on a one-way ticket via the trade market. But I think he is only going to increase his value tonight against the Washington Nationals. Give me the over 1.5 total bases, plus 135. Exceptional value there at BetMGM. Why am I high on Cody Bellinger? Well, he has done this 8 times in the month of July, and he's batting .449 this month. So swinging one of the hottest sticks in the bigs. On top of that, he's going against Patrick Corbin. You might say, well, it's a lefty versus a lefty. Always fade the lefty hitter. But he does away and drop kicks that traditional notion, because what Bellinger has done against Southpaws is extraordinary this season. He's batting .342 with a 1,070 OPS against those Southpaws. And on top of that, and specific to Corbin, 6-for-17 with a .912 OPS lifetime against a left-hander from the Nats, who has a 5.36 ERA on the road this season, this game being played at Wrigley Field. So Lundy, Daniel Lynch, prior you admitted, was number one on your betting card today, and his outs against the Tigers. Maybe this is number two. So fade or follow Cody Bellinger over 1.5 total bags against the Nats, plus 135 at BetMGM.
Yeah, I'd pop this one in at number two, I think, with his history that he's got going up against Corbin. Yeah, to me, this is one you got to take advantage of. And again, somebody trying to impress somebody to wind up on a different team, yeah, a trade deadline. I mean, you gotta pay attention to those kinds of things, because it does actually factor in, even if it's just somewhere hidden up here in his head. Why is my phone ringing? Yes, this one for me would sit at number two. I'd also throw out there for you just, and I didn't go and create this one, so I have no idea what the odds would wind up being, but I also love the idea of taking like Mancini and Bellinger each for a hit. Like something like that, just a simple 2-legger in this game. Both of those guys have success. Mancini's got north of a .300 average against Corbin as well. So just another name that I'd throw out there. If you're trying to make a same game parlay out of this one up on the north side, take advantage of it. There's some guys that have got really good averages and a lot of history that you can play off of against Corbin. So Bellinger's got to be one of them, but go in, do a deep dive, try to find yourself a nice same game parlay here that you can have some fun with the Cubbies.
Well, it's only appropriate. Lundy just threw out an early bonus time play. What else you got on your card, amigo? It's Tequila Tuesday, after all.
I'm sorry. Nikola Jokic's face is like on fire behind me. I'm not sure. We got some
That's
weird lighting.
That's the ghost of Nikola Jokic.
That's we got some weird lighting going on. Can we bet on his horses back in Serbia, by the way? That would be fun.
No doubt.
We need to get on board with that. All right, let me give you a couple more here within bonus time. My plus bus odds for you, Christian Yelich. I told you to go for him for a stolen base at plus 285. Another one for you at plus 180, Nico Horner of the Chicago Cubs. I will take him for a stolen bag as well. You're looking at a guy that's got 21 stolen bases on the season. And on top of that, Corbin has given up 16 free bags this season. That is second only to the aforementioned Noah Syndergaard, who just hands them out like candy at Halloween. So again, Corbin has been getting lit up on the base paths. And I'll throw another one at you. Remember, I shared this with you a couple of weeks ago that Caesars gives you the opportunity to bet on the number of stolen bases in a game in total. And for there to be two or more stolen bases in the Cubs-Nats game is only minus 121 over at Caesars. So you're paying a little bit of juice. Nico Horner might do two by himself, folks, if he gets on base. So I like him for a stolen base by himself, plus 180 at DK. I like two or more stolen bases in the game on the north side at minus 121 over at Caesars. So just a couple for you to be able to keep in mind there. I mentioned Christian Yelich and the way that he's been getting on base. I'm actually going to give in to Brad's stupid bets here, folks. Christian Yelich for a single, minus 110 over at DraftKings. Again, to reiterate what I said off the top of the pod, he has reached base safely in all but one game since June 20th. It's really pretty impressive what he has done. Speaking of impressive, a 404 average is what Bryce Harper is sitting on when we talk about a guy that wants to be able to try to mash over the course of today, and that 404 lifetime that he has against Tehran, I can't help it. I have to take advantage of it. So you want to go for total bases? Do that one. He's got 9 home runs against him in his career.
Yep.
9 times, folks. 9. He's gone at yard. You can get that one. Best odds in the business, by the way, right now on the round tripper is at plus 330 over at FanDuel. Almost everybody else is at plus 300 or less. Speaking of that Milwaukee-Philadelphia game, let me give you a, how about we go with the same game parlay? Just a hit just a hit out of each of these guys. This is all I need. Aforementioned, Bryce Harper. All right. Easy enough. I already gave you all the reasons for that 404 lifetime. And then Max Kepler is my other leg, not a same gamer, but Max Kepler, I'm going to jump on with Minnesota and up in the Pacific Northwest against Seattle. Dude went 2 for 5 with a round trip last night. So I say he's going to stay hot. So give me Bryce Harper for a hit. Give me Max Kepler for a hit. Put that together at FanDuel. That is a plus 119. So not too shabby right there. And then, you know, who's been just burning me because I bet him on the days that he misses and then I leave him alone on the days that he doesn't. And so I can't decide whether I'm jumping on. Okay, let's do it. Give me Gunnar Henderson over on his total bases. I believe it's at plus 115. The last time I looked, I don't have it written down in front of me, but I'll take Henderson over on his total bases as well. There you have it. My bonus time and a fiery faced Nikola Jokic behind me and a steely eyed Russell Wilson as well. For those of you that are watching online, I yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
Yeah, well, Nikola Jokic's game is hotter than damn sun, so it's only appropriate that his face is illuminated in quite the bright light there. And hopefully this bet as well will be just as fiery. The team Clavos parlay play of the day, and Lundy's already played into this, so let me give you some extra legs to get that juice up. And I'm using the boost on that juice acceleration there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Give me the Philadelphia Phillies +1.5 on the alt run line, meaning they can still lose this game by a run and cover. Give me that Bryce Harper prop, but I just need a hit. That's all I need. Again, Lundy already laid out the case. 19 for 47 lifetime against Julio Tehran, who has got a 4.77 xFIP. So that ERA could be creeping up, and obviously could happen tonight against that very booming lineup of the Philadelphia Phillies. Oh, let's feature another Philly part of that lineup. How about Trey Turner? Give me him for a hit. Another guy with a great history against Tehran, specifically 10 for 25 lifetime, and he's got a hit in 15 of his last 19 games. And speaking of Julio, give me him for a walk. I just need a free pass, which he has done in 6 of 8 games started, though the Phillies, number 25 in walk rate here in the month of July. But again, I just need one, not two free passes. That should be entirely doable. So give me the Phillies plus 1.5 on the run line. Harper gets a hit. Turner gets a hit. And Tehran gets that walk plus 200 with the SGP boost there at DraftKings. Only a couple other plays on the board for me tonight in Major League Baseball. Staying in that game, I like Aaron Nola over 1.5 walks of minus 115 there at DraftKings as well. 2.27 walks per 9 mark. So he hasn't been out of control, uncomposed at all really this year. But, you know, the call plus swing strike rate the lowest to his name since 2015. And he has hit the over on that walk in 6 of his last 9 games. Most importantly, here in the month of July, no team in Major League Baseball has a higher walk percentage than the Brew Crew at 11.4%. So at least 2 free passes, I believe, Aaron Nola, again, on that over, minus 115 at DraftKings. And last, and certainly not least for me tonight, I also like Yelich, by the way, on that stolen base prop that Lundy featured earlier at plus 270. And again, I'm kind of stealing a little bit from Lundy here, but all these guys to get a hit on this three-legger, I put it together at BetMGM, and the odds in this bad boy, plus 167. I'm with you on Gunnar Henderson, and I don't need total bags. Again, I just need a hit, which he has done in 10 of his last 13 games. He's going against the Dodgers and Michael Grove, and Grove this season has given up a 345 batting average to left-handed hitters, so I'm going to take advantage of that matchup. Again, I love Bellinger. I don't need total bags. Although I have that as separate action as part of this bet, I just need a hit for him, which he has done very consistently batting, again, well north of 400 over last week. And then go to the Rangers game. Give me Adolis Garcia to get a hit as well against the Tampa Bay Rays. Garcia a little bit feast or famine at times because of his hitting nature. He's going against Taj Bradley. He's only faced him a couple of times. His career's got to walk. And he's 0-for-1, but he is batting .313 over the last 7 days. And Garcia, too, has gotten a hit in 6 of his last 10. And if you go to batters-box.com, Garcia is one of the top matchup plays today based on all the advanced analytics. So, again, Gunnar Henderson hit, Cody Bellinger hit, Adolis Garcia gets a hit, plus 167. There at BetMGM. And triple bonus time, Lundy. I tell you what, I like Garcia so much, I think he gets an RBI too. You get that at plus 115 at BetMGM. A guy, quarter producer. I definitely see that. Hell, he doesn't even have to get a hit, get a sack fly, and we score a winner.
And you're fine. Oh, and I just built one while we were sitting here as well. Same game parlay for you between San Diego and Toronto. Do you know what Alex Manoah is really good at? Do you know?
Sucking.
It's walking dudes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He's walking. I think I saw a number earlier this morning or last night that he's walking about 14% of the batters he faces.
Yeah.
That's obscene.
That's bad.
So give me Dalton Varsho, by the way, for a hit. That's all I need. Varsho for a hit. Sitting on a 364 lifetime average against Musgrove, by the way. And then I need Manoah to have at least 2 walks. Put those together, plus 120 over at DraftKings. By the way, the set number for Manoah tonight, Brad, is over under 2.5 walks.
Yep. Sounds
right. He's one of the few guys that jumps up that high because of how many free passes he's been doing. So, again, the one that I just built, plus 120 at DK. Varsho for a hit. Manoah for 2 or more walks, plus 120 DK. Just built that one while you were babbling away, talking about something. I don't know.
Well, Manoah needs some depends because he certainly got some control issues. No question about it. But
he's
I'm not touching that. Yeah, he does. And I'm not touching the 2.5 on the walks. But I might dabble in the SGP market to get that number down. All right, we are out of time on the Feed 5 podcast today. Do us a favor, would you kindly, and drop us a rating and a review, and give us a thumbs up on YouTube as well if you enjoy this podcast / Twitter and YouTube and everything social media, video broadcast. Also, feed or follow us on the Twitter. You can check out Lundy and his free spreadsheet picks at Nate Lundy. I do the same damn thing there at Noisy Huevos. For Nate Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.